If there's any chance that you two are totally over all the negativity in the world, it's like our world's falling apart. And to be honest, you just want to focus on you, your family, your faith, your career. And you'd really love to eliminate all that other noise. Well, friend, well, you just found your haven. Because inside of today's episode, we are going to fill your cup with the good stuff. Because when we fill your cup with the good stuff, well, that means there's no room for the bad stuff. So, if that's your cup of tea, then my friend, welcome to episode 277. What's up, my friend, and welcome to Grit, Grace, and Inspiration. I am your host, Kevin Lowe. 20 years ago, I awoke from a life-saving surgery, only to find that I was left completely blind. And since that day, I've learned a lot about life, a lot about living, and a lot about myself. And here on this podcast, I want to share those insights with you. Because friend, if you are still searching for your purpose, still trying to understand why, or still left searching for that next right path to take, well, consider this to be your stepping stone to get you from where you are to where you want to be. I want you to imagine this. Every morning when you wake up, you're presented with a cup. Now, you can choose what kind of cup it is. Me, I just think of a red Solo cup is what I imagine. And it's sitting on your nightstand. And here's the special part. The cup is empty. And it's up to you to fill it with whatever you want. Now, here's the part that I have to warn you about, is that if you don't fill that cup with the stuff that you want, well, the world's going to fill it for you. And that is what this is all about. It's about filling your cup before the world has a chance to fill it with all that negative stuff, the fearful stuff, the worries, the anxieties, the fights, the arguments, all of that nonsense that brings us down. No, it's your opportunity. You are the mixologist. You are the one who gets to decide what goes in that cup. Today, we're talking about filling it with the stuff that matters the most. We're talking about family, faith, taking care of yourself, your relationships, your career, all of that stuff, the mindset, the stuff that truly matters in this world. Because like I said, the quicker we can have you filling your cup with the good stuff, well, that just means that the bad stuff has not a chance of getting in the cup because it's already filled. The reason why this is so important is because, well, it's no joke that life is difficult. Life is a series of ups and downs and challenges that we all face each and every day. Maybe it's little obstacles we face. Maybe it's big challenges that totally stand in our way of life. Either way, it's things that try to get in our way. It's the news feed on Facebook, on Instagram, that we scroll through, and we see all these stories of stuff going wrong in the world, and it brings us down. It fills us with this sense of doom and gloom, and we start to lose hope for mankind itself. That's why this is so important, my friend, is because you and me, we stand a chance at changing stuff, not just for us, but for our families, for our community. And who knows, from there, the ripple continues. If we start living a life, not ignoring what's going on in the world, but being conscious of the fact that we know what matters in life, and we do our part in being sure that that takes front stage. We fill our cup with the good stuff because we don't want the other stuff taking control of our life. That is why this topic matters so much. Before I dive into each of these elements individually, because I want to give you some ideas, I want to break it down a little bit more so you can understand exactly what I'm talking about with the type of things that are going to fill your cup with the good stuff, I have to give a shout out to our amazing sponsor, MyPillow. MyPillow has been making my sleep routine absolutely incredible. I have their mattress topper. I have the MyPillow. And baby, I even got the MyPillow sheets. I'm telling you, their products are top notch. And I could not be more honored to have them as a sponsor of this podcast. If you would like to try out MyPillow's products for yourself, well, be sure to use the special promo code. It's promo code Kevin, and that's going to get you up to 80% off on anything on the website. You can be sure that you get the best price available when you enter promo code Kevin at checkout. The cool thing, you're going to support MyPillow, an American-owned and operated company, but you're also going to save some money. And of course, you're also going to help support this very podcast by using our affiliate code, Kevin. So get to shopping, my friend, and start sleeping a little bit better. Our first step in filling your cup with the good stuff is what I'm going to call crafting a champion's mindset for the body. I'm talking about nourishing your body with care, with the fuel, with the good food that you need. It's taking care of yourself. Because the more you put into your own self, the more it's going to be able to give back to you. If we treat ourselves like crap, if we put crap in our bodies and we don't treat ourselves right, both physically and mentally, then what do we expect in return? Instead, we need to focus on pouring into ourselves. By doing that, by focusing on us, by maybe getting out there in the morning, doing a little exercising. Maybe it's more doing some meditation, or maybe doing a crazy cold plunge each morning. Whatever it is, it's focusing on the body, getting you ready for the day, ready for life. Ultimately, having one more pour to pour into your cup. The second step, in my opinion, is your family. And that is you being sure that you take the time in your day to devote to the people who you love. The people who you do life with. Maybe family dynamics are a little tough for you right now. That's all right. Who are your best friends? Who are they? Lean on them. Give them the love and support that they need. By you giving to them, you're going to fill your own cup. Because the love, it's mutual. It goes around. I'm telling you, we all need those relationships in our lives. So pour into it and watch how it fills your cup with love, leaving no room for anything else to try to break that up. I feel like one thing that all of us can do is to really focus on our faith, our spiritual selves. Myself, I'm a Christian. So each morning, right when I wake up, I immediately say a prayer and I thank God for everything I can think of right in that moment. It's a sign of gratitude. It's a sign of prayer. And by me praying to Jesus, by thanking him for all the gifts that he's given me, it immediately starts to fill my cup with nothing but goodness. I'm not only filling it with my faith, I'm also filling it with the mindset. Because when you fill your mind with positives, when you are grateful for things, well, it makes it much harder to think about the negative. And the more that me and you and everybody else can think on the positive side, I'm telling you, the better off this world will be. So I encourage you, if it means you taking an extra moment in the morning to maybe pick up a new devotional, to maybe put on a podcast, to learn a little bit more about the Bible, to just pour into your faith, or maybe it's just sitting down and having time to pray. That's what this is all about. Again, it's another little step that you may think isn't going to add up to much, but I'm telling you, it's another layer that you're pouring into your cup, not allowing the negativity of the world to enter. It's like armor. It is your faith armor that you are pouring into your cup. And my last way that I want to talk about of filling your cup with the good stuff is to be sure you're doing something you love. Something that you're excited about. Whether that's your career, it's a hobby, it's something you do after work, or you do 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, I want you to be sure that you have something that you get excited about, that you love, that you're passionate about, that pulls on your heartstrings, that gets you motivated to get out of bed on Monday morning. We all need that. If you are not living a life of excitement where you are anxious for the week ahead, then I'm telling you, you are opening yourself up to have your cup filled with the bad stuff. fill that cup to the brim with the good stuff. And the other stuff has no way of entering your day. Now, my friend, this, it's not a quick fix. It's not immediately going to change everything, but it's a slow process, a slow grow. And the more you do it, the more you focus on the positive, the more you focus on giving attention to the things that matter, your faith, your family, your mindset, your career, your health, your body, all of that. The more you focus on that, and instead of focusing on the Facebook news feed or the news on TV, I'm telling you, the better off we will all be. It's not about blocking out everything else. No, I feel it's important for us all to know what's happening in the world around us. But I don't want it to consume us. I don't want it to consume you. And that's where I'm telling you to allow your body, your mind, to all be filled with the stuff that's good, the positive energy, because then the bad stuff has no way to stick around. My friend, if you really want to dive into this topic even more, well, that is why I created the Rise and Thrive Personal Development Tracker. It's for the person who wants to focus on this type of mindset. And I would love to invite you to download your free Rise and Thrive Tracker today. All you have to do is text the word RISE, R-I-S-E, to the phone number 33777. Again, text the word RISE to 33777, and I'll give you a link to download your free Rise and Thrive Personal Development Tracker. It's going to make everything we talked about today totally actionable, so easy to implement, and you're going to think, wow, why did I not start this sooner? My friend, I'm Kevin Lowe. This is Grit, Grace, and Inspiration. It's time for you and me to get out there and take on the day. Enjoy the day, because, hey, what else are we to do? I'll see you next week.